Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number here is 603-283-6160. We've got the latest on the Freedom Convoy, which is now crossing into 2 full weeks of occupation in and around the Parliament building of Ottawa, Canada. So we've got the latest on that coming up here, and of course your calls and thoughts on whatever you want, plus some interesting cryptocurrency-related news. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
So to start things out here, there's a little bit of good news and a little bit of bad news coming out of Ottawa. Of course, the protest continues, the convoy of what may be hundreds. Some say thousands of drivers have come through, and many have stayed in Ottawa, Canada for the last 2 weeks. Some are saying they are willing to stay on for weeks more if need be until all COVID-19-related restrictions are dropped, and I presume that means in every province or territory of Canada.
They are, after all, long-haul truckers.
That's true. Yep. And so as they are there doing their thing, and they're just, you know, having a good time, they're playing hockey games, they got, like, bounce houses for the kids. There's dance parties in the streets.
Crazy, weird techno music.
Yeah. And things have escalated, unfortunately, of course, because the government gang, that's what they do. They escalate things. They make things violent and
I think it's the only thing they know how to do.
And they threaten people. And so they came out in Ottawa, the city. The mayor on Sunday issued a state of emergency, and that's when they started to come around and confiscate people's gas canisters. That's when they started to threaten and arrest people for bringing in gas cans to try to bring in quote unquote material support.
Yeah, it was something like they're charging them with mischief, which is just absolutely crazy. Like, what evidence do you have of criminal mischief? Because you have a gas can with gas in it, maybe.
Well, in a lot of cases, they have empty gas cans and or gas cans with water in them to troll the police. So that's some of the kind of the interesting developments we've seen over the last week. But as of the last 24 hours, last night we discussed Give, Send, Go, which is the alternative, one of the alternatives to the GoFundMe. Now, for listeners,
isn't it GoFraudMe?
Right. the GoFundMe people, they had raised $10 million through GoFundMe. GoFundMe froze the account. It was $10 million Canadian, by the way. They froze the account, and then GoFundMe ultimately decided they were going to cancel the entire thing, although they had given out $1 or $1.5 million already to the fundraisers organizers. Mm-hmm. But then we found out the TD Bank froze that $1.5 million.
Wait, really?
Uh huh. When it hit the bank account.
Wow.
Now supposedly they hired a lawyer, they got their attorneys to talk to TD Bank, they got them to release the funds.
This is like a perfect example of why we need cryptocurrencies.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And by the way, the crypto fundraiser hit 21 million. 21 bitcoins. Not quite 21 million.
That's still a lot.
Still a lot of Bitcoin.
Money.
So
that's
their goal.
Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling a lot of people don't understand the importance of cryptocurrencies. And, you know, if there was ever, there probably have been other examples like the WikiLeaks case.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is how the governments react. And this is why you need cryptocurrency. Even if this isn't your particular issue, even if you don't care about, you know, the truck drivers or, you know, the mandates or any of this right now, what happens when they do something that you do care about? Like they start taking your kids or, mm-hmm. you know, there's any number of things that they could start doing next week that you will care about.
Right.
And how are you going to stop it? You're not going to be able to if you continue to use the banking system.
Yeah, if you're relying on centralized banks, that is a plan to fail.
Yeah, and now they're calling protest terrorism, but the Department of Homeland Security just released a statement saying that people distributing misinformation are terrorists.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. They're domestic terrorists now, and they're not talking about Fauci, the king of misinformation. They're talking about people, people who are simply wrong or simply disagree with the misinformation that is distributed through official channels.
Right. Misinformation is now defined as anything that is contrary to what the government says.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they need to rename the Department of Homeland Security to the Ministry of Truth.
It's almost there, right? We're pretty much to that point. Except they've got the tech companies doing their bidding for them. So instead of the department themselves doing the censoring or whatever, they have private corporations that are essentially doing that work.
Well, semi-private. I mean, it's certainly interesting that the day that Facebook was launched, a DARPA project that was supposed to gather information on citizens was canceled. And if you look at the descriptions of the two projects, they're almost identical.
So, things that make you go,
Yes. Facebook may well be simply a renamed DARPA project.
So I can't remember the details, but I think Facebook and Google are both, if I recall correctly, started out with government, with funding from the government. I don't know which agency it was, but there was an agency that provided them seed funding. So it's not beyond belief.
Yeah, and you know, it's an easy dodge. Oh, the government isn't allowed to give up your personal information? Great, let it form a private corporation, nurture it along, and let that private corporation then be perfectly willing to give up, so-called private corporation, be perfectly willing to give up your private information.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we've brought in stories covering, I think it was it Switzerland? A company that basically, They designed like encryption equipment, like sending like, I don't know if it was encrypted fax or encrypted, certainly encrypted phone communication. But it was aimed at, governments, right? So, when the UK wants to talk to France, well, they'd go to this company, supposedly an independent company, but really it was backed by like the CIA or something like that.
So they're listening in.
Yeah. So what you think is encrypted private communication between France, and the UK is actually being intercepted by the US government because it's.
Well, and of course, the CIA was just in the news as well. I don't know if you guys have seen these headlines all over the place that now the CIA has been revealed to have been, guess what, spying on Americans without a warrant. And
did we not know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Well, now it's the CIA that's being revealed. Of course, the Edward Snowden revealed the NSA years ago.
And the CIA is supposedly, if they played by their own rules, would not be operating domestically.
Correct.
They're not permitted to. Although,
is the CIA prohibited?
Of course, that doesn't. Yeah, the CIA.
Supposedly, I thought it was
The CIA. I thought it was like is the one that's only permitted to operate overseas. Although, of course, that doesn't stop them.
I know there's one of these or one or more of these agencies are prohibited from operating in the U.S. But I didn't think it was the CIA.
That's the CIA.
But yeah. I was to say I might be wrong.
The Edward Snowden posted about it today. He says CIA mass bulk surveillance has been carried out, quote, entirely outside the statutory framework and without any judicial, congressional, or even executive branch oversight. The nature and full extent was withheld even from the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. These are, according to the ACLU, newly declassified documents that are revealing that the CIA has been secretly conducting massive surveillance programs capturing Americans' supposedly private information.
But the deep state is just a conspiracy theory, and people never conspire. That's why nobody's ever charged with conspiracy.
Well, I'm sure the CIA
is interesting, considering that I have been indicted for conspiracy, so I guess that's just another conspiracy theory.
Surely the CIA will be brought up on charges right away, and their agents will be put in jail cells for violating their orders and No, they're not going to.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, definitely not going to happen.
Laws are for the little people. Right. They're not for the officials.
Yeah, they can break all of their rules anytime they want to and face little more than a tongue lashing in public by a senator or two, and because that's apparently there's a couple senators that revealed this, and the rest of us will go to prison.
Yeah,
you know, if we break their rules.
Yeah.
So the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But it's quite clear that these people don't care about the Constitution or any kind of, you know, ground rules that they're supposed to obey. They just do whatever it is they want to do. And eventually, sometimes they get caught for it. And
then nothing happens.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here if you want to join us, whether it's talking about the CIA spying, surprise, on Americans, or...
That's just a conspiracy theory.
Or what's going on in Ottawa, which we didn't get to yet. So I do definitely want to update people on the latest on the Trucker Freedom Convoy on the way here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Ian Nobody and Chris in the studio tonight. Also, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, well, freedomsphoenix.com has them. And they have the Daily Dispatch. You can sign up for that, and you'll stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We'll go back into the CIA story here, plus, again, the Freedom Convoy. We got some crypto news. Lots to talk about here tonight. But first, he's Dave Ridley, calling us from RidleyReport.com. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
What's
up, man? I've never had to call you and complain about a cryptocurrency. None of the coins, none of the thousands of coins that exist until now. And I have a serious complaint about Voyager token. Are you familiar with this?
No, but there are a ton of scams out there. So what's this one?
Yeah, this one is a little bit more established, and it's been around a while. But it, first of all, they're being sued for, alleged hidden fees. Mm-hmm. I don't know that much about that, but the problem I had with them was they took their coin one day and they just said, well, you can't use this coin anymore. Uh-oh. You got 1 month to sort of switch over to this other coin we're going to have. And then after that, the coins you hold will be useless. Well, not everybody checks, constantly their coins, right? And an investment is supposed to be something that you just let it sit there, right?
Right.
You might want to check on it, but you shouldn't have to watch it like a babysitter. And so, yeah, one day I log in and all of my Voyager tokens were useless.
Wow. And so they literally only gave people a month to make the changeover. A lot of times when these things happen in the crypto world, and they do happen, this isn't unheard of, they'll upgrade the system or whatever, and then everybody's got to move their coins. They will be, the path to upgrade will always be open, right? Like, so that way if you come 6 months later or a year later or 2 years later, there's still a path to do. You're saying they completely closed down the option to switch it over?
Essentially.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, is this an actual cryptocurrency? It's.
And I contacted them 3 times for help. Like, hey, what do I do here? They wouldn't even respond.
Oof, bad sign. Yeah, this is, to answer your question, Chris, apparently this is an Ethereum token. So Node is not an actual cryptocurrency. Mm. It is a token on the Ethereum blockchain, as many other tokens exist. Currently ranked at 122 of the global total market cap rankings.
Wow. That's pretty high to be engaged in shenanigans.
Yeah,
it's not the kind of shenanigans that sometimes are associated with. I mean, people are associated with, we're used to the idea of someone in their basement, pretending like they have a thing going and it's not. But this is like a fairly major exchange type of operation, that was doing this.
Wow.
That's pretty horrific.
So what is this thing's use case? Why is it interesting? Why did you initially decide to get into it?
I watched a guy named Supoman, who is a crypto commentator, and he recommended it, so I bought just a little bit, the 2017 era when it was called Bitcoin. Then they changed it to something else, and they changed it to Voyager Token. They went through a lot of, it came along when the market crashed, but it did survive, kept changing. But again, changing is not supposed to mean you change in the sense that you can't cash out your coins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's bad. And, giving people notice, how are you supposed to do that when you don't even know everybody who holds your token?
Right, you have no way of reaching them.
There's no reason to assume that you're going to have an email list of all the people holding your token. Right. Quite the opposite. You should assume that you're not going to have such a list.
These tokens are available on decentralized exchanges. Mm. So anyone who wants to can go and acquire these things with any Ethereum or any other Ethereum token. You can go to Uniswap and just swap out, and there's not even a login required for that.
A lot of my thoughts on this are if you don't have a use case for it, you probably shouldn't be investing in it.
I agree.
It's like if you can't come up with a good reason to use it, like outside of, oh, it's an investment, it probably doesn't have a lot of use for anybody else either.
Yeah, that is important.
I should clarify that Supo Man was actually right about Bitcoin. It was a pretty good coin, and they did some good stuff, and they just got hit by the market. And they did try to take care of their customers for a long period of time, but over time, you kept becoming new owners or whatever, be bought out. And, it was a good thing at first, and it did go up in value. But again, when Voyager token got a hold of it.
Well, a lot of things go up in value at first because they're being pumped up, on purpose by their advocates. We've seen this happen time and time again. Like, we just talked about the quote-unquote Ethereum Max token just a couple of, a week ago, which was they had hired Kim Kardashian and some other influencers to pump their token back in May of last year. And then, what do you know, it crashed immediately after that was done. So whoever it was that was the founder of the token probably sold at the top of the pump. And a bunch of other people got left holding the bag, and now there's a lawsuit about that. Again, you have to ask the question, what is the purpose of the token that you're looking at or the cryptocurrency that you're looking at? Just because, price go up doesn't mean that it has any kind of fundamentals that are going to continue its growth on into the future. So just because somebody recommends something online, is not a reason to buy it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And even things that do have a good use case, I mean, it happens with all kinds of businesses, not just crypto businesses, where, something has a good business plan, good management, good execution, and then somebody else buys them out, and the next thing
goes in the toilet.
They go to hell.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I tend to like to focus on things that are, like the major merchant providers are tools are enable you to like accept it in a business, like things like that, just because it's like, if nobody's accepting it, right, then there's probably not going to be a lot of usefulness for it, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe there are in some cases like Monero, because it's a privacy friendly coin. There are certain markets that privacy is a very, very, important thing. And so therefore it might have some value, right? But a lot of these cryptos, they're not that different from, the next crypto. So
especially if they're an Ethereum token,
if it's not
even a cryptocurrency. It's just,
if you can't spend it, again, where's usefulness, right? Like why put your money into something that doesn't even have the fundamental tools to use it?
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. This, unfortunately, is a lesson that a lot of people, learn the hard way. And thank you. I appreciate the discussion here. Thanks for bringing it up. The number is 603-283-6160. Do your due diligence. Do some research. If you don't have even a grasp of what the thing is you're getting into, don't do it, in my opinion. We're not financial advisors or anything like that, but I think that's, a good suggestion.
Mm, yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can share your thoughts, whether it's crypto or CIA. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump, especially over last month. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. The current national average for regular is $3.48 a gallon. The South and parts of the Midwest are seeing the cheapest prices. The West and Northwest are dealing with the most expensive gas. The White House is urging Americans to leave Ukraine in the next 24 to 48 hours, warning that they won't rescue civilians if Russia invades. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan adding,
"What we are saying is that we have a sufficient level of concern based on what we are seeing on the ground and what our intelligence analysts have picked up, that we are sending this clear message."
President Biden spending his weekend at Camp David. This is USA Radio News. 9 Arizona police officers are injured and a suspect is dead after a barricade situation. Sergeant Andy Williams of the Phoenix Police Department explaining how the suspect and victim knew each other.
"I know the relationship between the suspect that shot the police officers and the woman who was injured inside. They are former boyfriend and girlfriend. They have a child in common. I believe that child that was involved in this incident is their child."
Police responding to reports of a shooting southwest of downtown Phoenix. A woman was also shot and is fighting for her life, while Phoenix police say the suspect was found dead inside the home. The black nationalist accused of running over and killing 6 people during a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, is pleading not guilty. Darryl Brooks Jr. entering his plea to all 77 charges he's facing in connection with the November attack in Waukesha. He'll be in court again on March 11th. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, you can join the show here. You can take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris are here with you tonight. And we've got more to say coming up. I want to dig a little further into the CIA story, because that's big news. There's also the continuing developments in Ottawa, Canada, and now with Ontario province declaring a state of emergency. They're, again, preparing to crack down on the brave drivers and their supporters who are there occupying the streets in Ottawa. So we can tell you more about that. Of course, phones are open, and you can bring up whatever you want. We ended up talking about crypto. Questionable crypto tokens and cryptocurrencies out there. There literally are thousands of these things. That means there's a lot of bad opportunities out there. And, you know, it's hard to know in advance what's going to work out and what's not, because you don't know what the market's ultimately going to do. But there are some things that clearly have no purpose to exist beyond the whole pump and dump thing.
When you say
they're looking good and then they blow up the space station and they're trapped on the other side of the galaxy and they've got to get home and it's going to take them 70 years.
When you say good opportunities, you're talking about for the founders of these, you know, tokens and cryptos and things, right? Not the end users, not the people who are investing in them, correct?
Well, no, I meant the investors. I mean, there are some opportunities out there, whether they'll pan out or not. It's, you know, a whole other question. But again, if you don't know what you're getting into, and that's not to say you have to know programming, like you don't have to audit the code necessarily, but you should at least read a little bit about the thing and get a grasp for what it's trying to do and for if it fills some sort of a market need, because the market can be kind of irrational in a lot of ways.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, like, can it ever?
Like the three of us, we value the idea of privacy, so I think it's fair to say that we like privacy coins, right? We like Monero, for instance, or Pirate Coin, or whatever the other, you know, those are probably two of the better ones.
I like privacy coins. There's always one big question mark in my brain about privacy coins, which is, if you can't look at the blockchain and see what's happening, how do you know that transfers have really been made?
And how do you know how much is coming out of the mining process? And there's like a lot of question marks about that.
That worries me.
But, you know, as much as we like the idea of privacy, the marketplace says Monero is the number 47th coin right now. So, I mean, it's not, it's barely in the top 50 as far as market cap is concerned.
Which is crazy, because there's more of a use case for Monero than there is for
most of what's above it.
Cryptos, right? Like, and look, okay, fine, I get it. It's not, it maybe doesn't have more value currently than, say, Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or even Dash, but certainly it has, you know, more value than every other crypto that's out there.
Even Bitcoin Cash is about to fall out of the top 25, and that used to be a top 10 coin.
Yeah.
Wow. Dash is somewhere around, I don't know, 70, 80? Well, let me see if I can find where. 94. I
mean, at least with Dash, there's tools for merchants to accept it, right? Yeah. And they're widespread, right? Whereas most of these coins, where do you spend them? I mean, you can't. You first have to convert it to something else. Right. So
focused around technology, they're not actually intended to be used as money or as, you know, currency.
Do they have a use case, though? Like, I mean, what good are they? Like, why would I want to have them?
Well, that's something you have to look at each one of them and ask that question. For instance, like Dash, which is, they call it that because it's digital cash. It's intended to be used as a currency in real life. They've got some of the coolest stuff going on. Like, I pay attention to what goes on with Dash. They just came out with a beta test of a know your customer less, meaning there is no supposedly know your customer requirements, MasterCard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think I heard about this.
Yeah. It literally just got announced within the last 24 to 48 hours. Now, the physical card isn't yet available, but they're going to have that, supposedly. So it's like one of those online things.
I'm kind of curious how that works, because it's like an
online thing.
Anytime you integrate anything with the banking system, which is highly regulated.
Yeah, I can't imagine how they did this.
How do you comply?
And I don't know.
I have some suspicions. It probably comes down to how much they will permit to be utilized through the card.
I did see something limited. About a $1,000 limit.
Yeah, if it's limited sufficiently, it might technically comply with the rules. So
They've done, it's something I'm very curious to learn more about. So they're coming out with some really interesting applications and, you know, making it easier to spend crypto in real life, which is cool. But again, number 94. So the market is the crypto market doesn't value the same things that we necessarily do. Let's talk to Sam. He's in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you if you thought when New Hampshire gets independence, if that will severely weaken the dollar because of how weak it already is.
Doubtful.
Yeah, I mean, the federal government is going to weaken the dollar. There's not really anything I don't think our independence or lack thereof is going to be a factor.
Even if New Hampshire, like, produced it, you know, they decide, we're going to do our own currency, right? We're not going to use it, or we're just not going to use the U.S. dollar in New Hampshire. You're talking about a million, like, I think it's like 1.2 million people for New Hampshire. The United States has 320 million people.
Even if,
Yeah, then take into account that there's a lot of other countries way bigger than New Hampshire that also use the U.S. dollar.
That's
and all
right.
of a sudden, you understand it ain't going to decrease in value probably at all if New Hampshire became independent or stopped using the dollar.
Yeah, it's going to decrease in value because they're printing it like there's no tomorrow.
That's, yes. Yeah, that's why it will go down in value, not because New Hampshire uses or doesn't use it.
Right, they just crossed $30 trillion national debt, and that's, what, like 2 months after they crossed $29 trillion, I think? I think that happened in December. But, you know, the other thing about this is, Sam, if and when, rather, I think we should say when, New Hampshire secedes, you have to remember, ideally, the correct monetary policy is to have no monetary policy, to allow the market to decide what is money. So whether that be cryptocurrency, whether that be gold backs, or whether that be the dollar, I think what you're going to see, at least immediately, right after, you know, independence, is most people are going to using the dollar just because that's what they're used to doing.
Yeah.
There's no reason, like you said, other countries use the dollar. El Salvador, for instance, uses the dollar.
It's funny because even countries that are hostile to the United States, like North Korea, use the dollar.
Sure.
So, yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
I don't think you're going to see the dollar going away unless it finally hits hyperinflation.
Yeah.
Then you might see people saying, well, I don't want these anymore.
Yeah. There's definitely some effort by a handful of countries to, like, move away from the dollar, but not anywhere near enough to make a difference.
Yeah, and
so
of
you're
course...
Saying you, oh.
Go ahead.
So you're saying you wouldn't think the free market of New Hampshire being its own country, if all of New Hampshireans at that point didn't use it, it wouldn't devalue it enough, you don't think?
It wouldn't be noticeable is what it would be. I mean, it might devalue it, but not noticeably.
To answer the question as far as, like, the value of the dollar, it's the printing of more dollars and what people believe about them that, you know, is the two of the major factors in what their value is. So if the people of New Hampshire do this, you know, amazing thing that you're talking about, and that is eschew the idea of using the dollar completely across the board, then that indicates that there would probably be other people in the world making that same choice, right? Because we don't exist in a vacuum. Even though New Hampshire, even when it secedes, we're still in a global economy. People are still people, and they're still going to make choices because of whatever reasons they make choices. And people are used to using the dollar. So that's why it's not going to just go away overnight or even in a week. But if the dollar goes to hyperinflation, or when it goes to hyperinflation, that's when people, New Hampshire and elsewhere, are going to start thinking twice, because they're seeing the effects of inflation, and they don't like it. But they don't know enough to say to look for another alternative yet. Hyperinflation is going to incentivize that.
I mean, and the other thing that has to happen is there has to be another way globally to buy oil.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, because of the petrodollar hegemony, there's no other way to grow oil, to buy oil.
Yep.
And if you try to create another way to buy oil,
they bomb you.
The last people to do it were Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi, and they both have their heads on pikes. So,
Sam, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. But since he brings up New Hampshire, Chris, you've got a story. I also have the same one about a new crypto.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian,
Nobody,
and Chris. We're kind of jumping all over the place here in this first hour. We've had some calls come in, and that's fine because we like talking to you about whatever's on your mind. But one of our callers just made a reference to New Hampshire and money, and talking about what happens when New Hampshire declares independence from the United States, what's going to happen to the dollar. And I think it's a safe bet to say the dollar will, unless it has already hit hyperinflation at that point, it's likely that people are going to keep using the dollar until they find a better option. And while we believe that there are better options out there, whether it be using the gold back, which also has been in the news recently, by the way, InfoWars, Epoch Times, and others have done feature pieces now on the gold back, which is amazing.
Nice.
So they've been getting a ton of coverage. Or whether it be cryptocurrency, in New Hampshire, we do have the benefit of actually being able to use these things.
We do.
You guys just came from a restaurant tonight that accepts both of those alternatives, right?
Yep. And I didn't pay with gold backs, but I did pay with crypto. So.
Very nice. Well, you're allowed to do that. I can't pay with crypto. Though,
I know, but. I know. It's a good thing that they take gold back.
I can pay with gold back.
What would you do, right? Like, what would you do?
It hurts me to pay with dollars.
Right?
That's like, to me, that's haram. It is against God.
This is why I'm always talking about, you know, when I don't say cash, I say dirty fiat when I'm talking about the dollar, you know, or any kind of, you know, the euro.
The devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce.
Yeah, that's good.
It's bad stuff. I mean, it's blood money, right?
It is,
the dollar is blood money.
Absolutely.
It's based on violence. It's based on threats. It's based on illusions and lies. And, you know, good people should use these alternatives. So the good news is, in New Hampshire, there are actually multiple businesses that take the gold back. There are multiple businesses that take cryptocurrency.
I think there's more businesses that take the gold back than we even realize, because this area is not... This area has a bunch, but it doesn't have anywhere near as much as I think some other areas, because I think they've done some marketing in other areas, but they haven't made it to Keene yet.
There's a handful of places in Keene that do that.
But I'm just saying, I think some of the other areas are even
Keene's
more
king with crypto. Keene's the king
with crypto
acceptance, but as far as gold backs, it's actually better spread across the state.
Yeah,
there's a variety of places all over New Hampshire that are taking gold backs, and it's wonderful to see these things happening here, but it's going to be a natural phenomenon of moving people from one to the next. It takes time. We have to introduce people to these things.
Got to print more of it.
There's got to be more gold backs, and there are going to be more gold backs.
Yeah,
they're coming out with a 2022.
They can't keep up with the demand as it stands, so we can't move too fast, right?
They're flipping on their extra production facility, though, so they're going to have like...
They're going to like double it, I think, right?
I think they're going to quadruple their output.
Yeah.
So
nice.
That should help quite a bit. But then again, like I said, they just got a major blow-up in press coverage over this past weekend.
Yeah.
So. We'll see how long they can keep the orders fulfilled quickly. But there's news here. Do you have this pulled up, the Cointelegraph story, Chris? Do you want to share this with us?
Yeah, sure. So
because it's very similar news to something that happened half a decade ago, but it's happening again.
In New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
Half a decade ago?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm not entirely sure what you're referencing.
Talk about it.
Yeah, I might know what you're talking about if it's relating to other crypto stuff that's happened at the state level. But so this story is basically the New Hampshire governor issues executive order establishing commission to study crypto. Now, I know there...
Which is what already happened
five years ago. Right, which is why I'm not entirely sure what is different about this.
The difference, as I understand it, is this is the governor establishing the commission versus the state representatives, I believe, established it last time. I think that's the difference here.
I think you might be right, but I'm not quite sure I understood what happened last time. Because what I recall is, at least at some point, one of the reps said... Like, who was on the commission, he didn't quite fully understand, like, why they even had the commission. And because it was like everybody was in agreement on the crypto stuff.
Well, it's called a study committee.
Yeah.
And so their job is to, you know, hear different opinions and get, you know, input from different players or whatever and come up with potential policy recommendations.
Yeah, but
that's
what
they do.
The commission was supposed to, the study committee was supposed to. They were supposed to have a hearing or a meeting, I guess, every so often. And
once a year at least. But they could meet more often if they wanted to.
Right. But there was never really a need for that, right? There was a decision.
There's plenty
that was
of things
made.
The government does that there's no need for.
Right. I know. But it just seems so weird because it's like, okay, well, what good did that do? And now it's like, okay, so now the governor's doing this new commission to study crypto, but we've kind of gone through that process already.
Yes, we have. But they're going to do it again.
Yeah,
they've already come to the right answer, which is the government doesn't need to do anything about crypto.
Correct. That was ultimately what the old commission did come to the conclusion of, and then they said, "Well, okay, well, we still have to meet once a year."
So there was the basis of it for one thing, and I think that had to do with the banking commission and removing cryptocurrency from the list of things that the banking commission of New Hampshire could regulate. But besides that, there wasn't. I don't think there was anything else that the committee was even supposed to do, really, other than like meet and talk about, like,
that's what they did,
crypto, right? But yeah, it's like, why would you have to keep coming back once you've come to it?
Come
assessment
to the crypto,
right,
meetup every Sunday,
right? Like, do we really need a
funky noodle?
Do we really need a reps meeting and doing a crypto meetup once a year or whatever? I just didn't get it.
No, we didn't, but they kept doing it.
I know, like, I didn't get it. And it didn't
they
seem
were
like
ordered
the
to do it, so they did it.
I know, but I think even the reps didn't seem to understand like why they were doing it. I don't know. I just thought it was
they were just
hilarious.
Going through the motions. In theory, Chris, what could have happened is if some sort of other thing came up where they needed to study cryptocurrency in some specific instance, they would have already had the committee formed, basically. And they would have said, okay, we'll send this over to the committee to study cryptocurrency and see what they say about it. But that didn't really happen. Like, they made the initial decision
of... Well, there is one useful thing they could do, which is study how to protect crypto traders from the federal government.
That'd be nice.
That would be a beautiful thing.
Well, I suspect some of us are going to be attending these upcoming meetings, and we will maybe have a thing or two to say about it.
I mean, I don't know. Is this supposed to be like an opportunity to propose legislation or something? Like, I'm not quite sure I understand what
it's
the point of the
study committee
is. Committee.
They just study things and they talk about them. And maybe they'll make recommendations. I mean, they won't. Who
knows?
But
when you propose a bill, they already have multiple hearings on the bill before it passes anyway for they you do. To provide, you know, testimony and everything else if you want to.
Well, why
to.
Don't you get into the story and we'll see what it says.
The commission will have until August 8th to submit a report regarding the current status of the cryptocurrency and digital asset industry.
Okay.
Kristen, you know?
That's a thing.
Okay, I guess.
Make a report, committee. What's the status of things?
I don't know. Kristen Nunu, who served as the governor of New Hampshire since 2017, has established a commission aimed at investigating the technology and laws around digital assets in addition to recommending new legislation. I feel like he's just hopping on the bandwagon like all the other governors and mayors, recently. Yes. That's what it feels like to me.
He might also be looking to come up with some draconian legislation.
Because, yeah, that's not unlikely, you know, because that's what...
This is the same guy who wants to lock us down and mask us up.
A lot of the things that, you know, the governors and the mayors are proposing to make our, you know, our state or our city, you know, appealing to crypto, like crypto, the crypto industry, right, is actually very authoritarian kind of stuff. Look at like what New York did years ago where they did the bit license. I mean, I think that's, you know, I don't know why that would attract that to New York. To me, that doesn't make any sense. Right.
Yeah. Well, and unless that company is based on having a lot of lawyers and
a lot of money,
being able to suck up politicians, because that is
things,
a huge market niche.
I will say one of the things it did do is it basically gave a monopoly in New York, if I recall correctly.
Coinbase.
Gemini, wasn't it?
And Gemini. Those are two of the holders, I believe.
Yeah, and they're two of the big crony capitalist holders.
The only thing I can think of is that these types of measures or efforts is to attract money from donors for the companies who want that a certain thing to happen in order to establish a monopoly in a state or a city or something of that nature. Like, that seems to me like where things are going. What are your thoughts?
Well, I want to talk further about this, but to comment on what you said about Sununu, in 2020, he was a total tyrant when it came to, you gotta stay at home. And they didn't call it a lockdown. They called it stay at home here.
Two years to flatten the curve.
And, you gotta put a mask on. And then all of a sudden, in late 2021, he changed his tune. Now he's pimping vaccines, but he's, let the communities decide on the mask. You don't have to stay home anymore. You go out and there's no problem. We're not going to mandate anything anymore here in New Hampshire.
Maybe having protesters outside his mansion had something to do with that.
Maybe, and maybe the fact that he's rolling up on another election season here this year could also be another factor. But we'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.